So all in all, this was a pretty shameful day for Washington.
President Barack Obama is speaking at a press conference he held Wednesday following the vote of a bipartisan effort in the U.S. Senate chamber 54-46, just shy of the 6 votes needed to expand federal background checks for gun buyers. The proposal was mostly in response to the December mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which sparked a national outcry for more gun control measures. But about an hour after the vote in Washington, D.C., the Florida House took up a measure that the Republican-led legislature hoped would send just the opposite message to those in Congress and the president. It's sponsored by Republican Representative Neil Cumby of Polk City.
As a member of the Florida legislature, I feel it's part of my duty to preserve our state's sovereignty and protect the right of the people of this state to keep and bear arms. This memorial reminds the president and Congress of their duty to uphold the Constitution and preserve our Second Amendment rights, and expresses opposition to any efforts that might infringe upon that right.
But Wednesday's vote by the U.S. Senate had some in the Florida House wondering why this memorial was even coming up for a vote. And Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz had that question for the bill's sponsor.
I was just wondering if the representative was aware that at 4:34 p.m. the bipartisan compromise failed in the Senate, which now makes gun control dead in Washington, D.C., and as a result of that, isn't his memorial now moot?
Representative Cumby.
As a matter of fact, I am aware, and I do recall that Representative Moskowitz in Judiciary said there was no reason to hear this, that it would not be discussed at all, and so he was wrong about that, and I think for anybody to say that it will never come up again would also be wrong.
And that last statement is also shared by the president that, quote, this effort is not over, as he said in a press conference Wednesday following the vote.
I see this as just round one.
Meanwhile, back in the Florida House chamber, Republicans were rallying around the memorial to end talk of gun control, like Representative John Wood of Winter Haven.
We are talking about liberty. And let's let liberty ring. Let's make sure that Washington does not bring up these ill-conceived ideas again. Support this good bill.
The vote was largely along party lines, 81-36, with 6 Democrats voting yes. Meanwhile, there was a measure relating to guns that they could agree on, and it even has the backing of the National Rifle Association, or the NRA. And that's a bill sponsored by Democratic Representative Barbara Watson of Miami Gardens. Her bill aims to close a loophole that allows people who voluntarily commit themselves to a mental health facility to buy a firearm.
These requirements are restricting those individuals who are becoming an immediate danger to themselves and to others, and restrict their abilities to be able to purchase firearms.
That bill passed 117-1 with Republican Representative John Tobia as the lone dissenting vote. Meanwhile, its Senate companion has been sailing through committees and has one more stop to go before it heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.